Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Papa, joined by two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. The Giants added some high-end quality to their secondary with the signing of Janoris Jenkins from the St. Louis Rams, now the L.A. Rams. We're going to take a look at him on film, and he's a dynamic player that can change momentum in a football game.
He most certainly can. Number one, he has the athletic ability to cover number one receivers one-on-one. Number two, he has a knack for being able to jump, spot footballs, and make key interceptions. But number three, he plays with a swagger and a confidence that he is going to get it done each and every play for your defense. So right now we're going to see him at the top of the screen matched up against Marcus Wheaton. Marcus Wheaton comes off of the line of scrimmage, goes to give him a stutter step, nothing. He is with him the entire time and then actually runs the route for Marcus Wheaton after he stops on it and comes up with a key interception for them up against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers.
You know, one of the other things that he showed in that as he was in that off coverage, he immediately opened up his hips right away, so it almost took away the double move as if you're going to try to run a double move, I'm already open and ready to run with you.
Not to mention the other thing that you see is he is a student of the game. You watch him going through the running backs or through the wide receivers, keeping his eyes on the quarterback and making sure that he knows where those quarterback's eyes are going. And that's how he has that knack and that ability to be able to jump routes and come up with key interceptions.
Let's look at some more of Janoris Jenkins and things that really stand out. This is against the Arizona Cardinals.
And this is up against a burner, John Brown, at the top of the screen once again. Sure enough, he's going to be one-on-one against John Brown. John Brown is running the deep post. He sees him. He's running with him. But look at the closing speed that he has on this football. He is able to catch up to John Brown, keeps his eyes on the ball the entire time, and is able to come up with the key interception on Carson Palmer in the end zone.
It's, again, like a double move, and he runs the double move with the receiver.
And that's the great thing that you see a lot of these times that you're watching him run these. He looks like the wide receiver running the route right with him and comes up with key plays. Not to mention his ball skills, his hands being able to go get it up in the air at the highest point. That's what sets himself apart from other players.
We've got one more for you with Janoris Jenkins. We've seen him get a couple of interceptions here, but he has the ability to go the other way.
Yes, he does. He most certainly does. And now we're going to see him one-on-one, the bottom of the screen against Dez Bryant, somebody that we're very familiar with here, playing off coverage, is looking, has his eyes in the backfield, sees Tony Romo, and this is all studying the game. He sees the break clean, sees Dez Bryant put his feet in the ground. He jumps this one and takes it right to the house. Once again, film study, his knowledge and understanding of his defense, but also his instincts. He sees him break. He sees his eyes on Tony Romo. Easy touchdown interception.
Yeah, and that's something we saw Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie do last year on the other side for the Giants, is anticipate, make breaks on the ball, had a couple of returns for touchdowns this season. All right, David, good breakdown.
I love this stuff. This is what it's all about, Bob Papa.
That's a look at Janoris Jenkins inside the film room.